You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, specifically for people who support teams that have got the quadruple to the latest point in the season ever. That's all of you lovely people. Speaking of lovely people, boy, have I got some to answer your questions. We have Fuad Hassan, who is operating under the name of John Gibbons, just to confuse me on his Zoom title. Phil Blundell, who's decided he's like Madonna and is just called Phil on his Zoom title. Mike Kearney, who I often think, is it Kearney? And then remember. And Jackie Wilcox, the senorita in Spain. So we are good to go with some excellent questions. Starting off with one from Robbie Fowler, the gobshite, not the footballer, who says, where is the strangest place you've watched a match or just followed the score? The strangest place you've watched a match or just followed the score. For example, I feel like I was flying somewhere once and was having to try and follow the score on the plane Wi-Fi, which, as anybody who's ever used plane Wi-Fi will know, was not fun. Phil, you look like somebody who's done some mad stuff in some strange places. What's your answer?
Do you know what? Like, it's probably a similar answer to that, but it wasn't the Liverpool game. It was that Real Madrid-Manchester City game the other week, because I was on that flight where the Echo journalists wrote a piece about it and about how insane it was. And yeah, we took off at 1-0 to Manchester City. And we found out via a series of screenshots on phones that we were asking graphic designers to see if it had been photoshopped, all kinds of stuff. It was mad, because there was no, obviously someone has a phone that says Real Madrid 3, Manchester City 1, and no one had any way of verifying it. So you're all over the place. There's no Wi-Fi on the plane, so Ryanair and Michael O'Leary's not got to that point in his life yet. We basically picked a slight signal up for about 10 seconds somewhere over France, and then spent the next hour and a half trying to figure it out if it was real. Thankfully it was, because I think everybody thinks that was the best outcome from that game.